Hey there, Stanley Tang here, and I'm with Carl Ocap from carlocap.com. You guys might know him as the 15-year-old kid blogger who ranks for number one in Google for the term make money online, which is just an amazing feat. So Carl, how did you get started with the whole blogging thing?
Hey Stanley, actually it started on a sunny Sunday afternoon when my cousin and I were playing this certain online game. We were playing it for like 5 hours straight, and then suddenly someone knocked at the door, and then it happened to be my dad. Then he said to us, "Come on guys, you've been playing that game for like 5 hours or like the whole day." And back then I was around 12 years old. We have to spend our own allowance to buy the internet prepaid card because DSL or broadband was not yet popular here in the Philippines. And on top of that, we have to pay for the card for the certain online game. So we basically just throw away our allowance for that game. And then my dad joked us, what do you get from playing that game whole day? Although it's okay to like play games, but the whole day, you're wasting your time and money. So we asked a better thing to do because it was summer and we got the whole day to ourselves. And then that time my dad was doing some basic internet marketing. And he introduced us to one field, which is blogging. And the next day we started, we threw up a couple of Blogspot blogs on blogger.com and then copy-pasted content from other sites. And then plastered a couple of ads instead. So, and then the next week or so, we were able to create around 20 blogs. And then we showed it to my dad and said, "Well, you've basically wasted your time. You should have just played instead of copy-pasting content and making these kinds of blogs." And then later on, bloggers spotted those blogs and it got deleted. So
yep.
It was just a waste of time, yeah. Then after a month, my dad bought me my first domain, which is about the game my cousin and I were playing. And we installed WordPress on that using Fantastico and then added a forum. And then we were just posting everything we know about that game. Tips, tricks, hacks, everything. The items needed. And basically everything we know about the game. And then we suddenly noticed that our search rankings on Google were naturally coming. And then people are starting to comment, starting to contribute in the forums. And then after a couple of weeks, we started seeing clicks on our AdSense account. And that's where it started. After 3 months, we got our first AdSense check. And then I started to think of other stuff to do because the last blog we have was the earnings were plateauing, so I started of thinking to diversify. So I thought of a new domain, and that's when carlocap.com was born.
What year was that? How old were you?
I'm still 12, I guess, or I think 13. It was February 4, 2007. And then I was just blogging about personal stuff, what happens in school, what I saw my crush in school, and she talked to me, and it's something, some sort of like that. And then after a week, I noticed that, hey, nobody's reading my blog. Of course, who would care what a 13-year-old would say about his personal life? So using my knowledge before, I looked for another niche. I was blogging before about tech, the new iPods, about health, though I switched again because I didn't know anything about health. And then I switched to weird very weird niches like celebrity niche, that Britney Spears being bald. And I didn't feel like it, because come on, a 13-year-old boy would blog about celebrity news, gossip news. So I kept browsing, and I get past this Make Money Online blog that has this little banner that says, advertise here for like $50 a month. Then it struck me, because $50 a month, that's more than my old Make Money, the old online gaming blog was making every month. So what if I start my own Make Money Online blog and share my journey, my past experiences? So that's when CarLockup.com was born. Then after a couple of days, I posted my goal, which is actually to be number one for the keyword Make Money Online on Google. And it just so happened that some people didn't like that, because they were like criticizing me and demotivating me that, oh, come on, Carl, you're just 13 years old and you're gonna rank for that highly competitive keywords that tons of SEO gurus are trying to rank for. Well, at least that's what they said. I don't know if they took action or anything. So I didn't took those demotivations, but instead I took it as a challenge. So after 5 months, I got to the front page, and then a couple of months later, after the seventh month of my CarLockup.com blog, I got to the number one. And that's where it started, people saying that, oh, look at this 13-year-old kid, he's number one in Google for the keyword Make Money Online. And then that's it.
Yep. Speaking of the Make Money Online keyword thing, what strategies did you use in the initial stages of your blog when nobody knew CarLockup? How did you get those backlinks?
Actually, there's two things. The first is the on-page optimization, the stuff I did to my website, and the off-page, which is building backlinks.
Yeah. Can you go into details about both of them?
Yeah, sure. On-page optimization is the stuff you do to your website. For example, placing the right keywords on the title tag, which is what I'm optimizing is Make Money Online. So the keywords in my title tag is Make Money Online with a 13-year-old. And a few people know that if you place the keywords on the title tag on the first few lines, Google gives more weight to it. So, for example, Make Money Online with a 13-year-old. That gives more weight than 13-year-old making money online. That also works in the H1 tag. Because the higher you place the H1 tag on the code of your website, the more Google gives weight to it. And the off-page optimization is building backlinks. The top three ways to build backlinks to my website is by link baiting. Link baiting is making something that is newsworthy or can attract links. For example, the tagline of my website, which is Make Money Online with a 13-year-old, that gave me really thousands of backlinks. Because when people see it, look at this 13-year-old kid blogging about Make Money Online. And then they give a link back to my website. And most of them, fortunately, uses the anchor text, Make Money Online, when linking to my blog. And then sometimes, on the early days of my blog, I gave away free WordPress themes. And in the footer part of those WordPress themes, I have a link back to my website that says Make Money Online. So I got a couple of thousand of downloads there, and then a couple of thousand of backlinks too. And then on the later part of my blog, when it got to the front page, what helped me get to number one was when I started to open contests. So I ask for sponsors, their prizes or cash prizes, products. And then for people to win those contests, they have to blog about the contest itself and link to my blog. So that's free backlinks right there.
Right. So how much traffic do you actually get from ranking number one?
From the keyword alone, Make Money Online, get around 250 to 350 unique visitors.
A day?
A day. Not that much, but that's targeted traffic right there.
Right. So where does your other traffic come from?
Mostly on Google, on long tail keywords, and then on other blogs and social networks like Dig or StumbleUpon most likely.
In the early stages, how were you able to grow your blog readership? What strategies did you implement?
Well, the number one was basically the traffic I get from the search engines. And then before that, I had a full-time, because right now I'm working on my blog for like 30 minutes a day only. But what people don't know is that I spent the whole day on my blog when I first started, in the first 1 to 3 months of my blog. I spent the whole day blog commenting, making those WordPress theme sets because I made them myself, and then just basically connecting with other bloggers. Because the other bloggers are, for example, I have this long post. The other bloggers I knew then, I emailed them and then told them about this certain post. One of the most popular posts on my blog is the 69 ways to drive traffic.
So, what obstacles do you face at the start, and what lessons do you learn from those?
So one of the obstacles I face on my blog was to keep up with posting, because you have to think of what post to write. And before, I'm not really a good writer. I just learn on my way to blogging. And then the other were the technical stuff. Of course, I didn't know anything about HTML, so I have to learn them by myself. But like what they say, if you want to start to blog, if you don't have the money, you have to spend the time to do the things you don't know. And if you have the money, then you can outsource things.
What are your top ways to monetize a blog and make money from blogging?
There's two things. There's two categories, actually. One is the direct way, and the indirect way I make money with my blog. The direct way is by selling direct advertisements. People contacting me directly to advertise on my blog. Then I place their banners on my blog, and then they get traffic. Another direct way is when I sell sponsored reviews on my blog. People, company contacts me and then gives me information about their product or their website, and then I publish a review on my blog. And one interesting I did when selling sponsored reviews is I hired a person who reviews the site for me. So he gets a cut from what the company pays. Because before I was the one doing these sponsored reviews, and man, it really takes a heck of a time to review, because you have to check the product, you have to read it if it's an ebook or manual, and if it's a big website, for example, a social networking website, you have to really get the feel of the website to review it in a useful way. So instead, I hired a reviewer who does the sponsored reviews for me. And the indirect ways I make money with my blog is, first, I capture the leads or the emails of my visitors on my blog. And then later on, I send them affiliate offers. And then I sometimes exchange broadcasts with other internet marketers, and then we both get the list of subscribers. Yeah, we got broadcasted on our own list.
Yeah.
And then another indirect way is when I get invited to speak on other seminars and other marketing seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the moment, though, I don't ask for a fee because I speak for free and then they give a little bit of token. And then I got to promote my company, Rich Kid Media, on the stage, which is a good, pretty good practice, I think. And then the third, which is probably the most profitable way I made money on my blog, is via selling my own products. A product I sell actually right now is the Ultimate Blogging Theme. This is basically the theme of my blog that helped me rank number one on Google for the keyword Make Money Online. And then the thing is, it's Google friendly, it's advertising optimized, because it's tried and tested. I've been testing it for like the whole time on my blog. And it's customer friendly, it's reader friendly.
Where can people get purchase that theme?
Yeah, you can go to ultimatebloggingtheme.com.
Right. So roughly how much of your revenue come from direct and how much does it come from indirect?
On direct advertising or the direct way?
Just direct. Direct way.
Well, on the direct way, I get around, on my blog alone, 40% maybe on the direct, and then on the Ultimate Blogging Theme, I get around 60% on that.
Just then you talked about speaking at events and seminars. So how has speaking at events impacted your life and your business?
Well, it's kind of great actually because I get to meet a lot of people and most of them are business people. So my language kind of get influenced or different now like before. But sometimes I guess kind of stressed out because I have to prepare for the presentation and, you know, everything. But overall, it's totally awesome. I get to develop my self-confidence. I get to practice along the way.
So do you think it's helped you with your personal brand and generate readership for your blog?
Yeah, definitely. Because every time I speak, for example, topics like personal branding, the sample I use is my blog on search engine optimization. I still use my blog as a sample.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do that most speakers don't do when I'm with them is that I give out a free report, especially for the audience, which is where I capture their leads and then mm-hmm. drive the traffic to my blog.
Mm-hmm. So how do you overcome the nerve of speaking in front of a large audience?
This may be really overrated, but practice.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my first public speaking school. They critic us while we speak. So, for example, they say, you speak about this topic, for example, cancer. And then while you speak on the later ends of the class, they critic you live. And then I have this classmate on that school that when she speaks, she really gets so nervous that she has this paper or a guide, and then she crumples it while she was mm-hmm. speaking. So that's really hard training. I don't practice just once or twice. I like almost practice every day before a seminar or a talk. So it's really practice, and a lot more practice.
So I know you recently been featured in, like, you know, national newspapers, TV, media outlets. How do you get featured on that, those kind of places, and generate large amounts of traffic?
Okay, Stanley, I don't mean to brag, but they naturally come to me. But what I do when they come to me is that I don't look eager for their interview or their feature. Because it gives them an impression that they really have to get a hold of me because I'm someone who is valuable and my time is valuable. So they really have to look and get a good schedule of me. And I know you know this, Stanley, because girls do that to guys.
So has it generated a lot of traffic to your site?
Yeah, recently I was featured in a national channel here. And it's pretty late actually, around 10 p.m. And then it gave me around 1,000 or 2,000 unique visitors, which is pretty cool, but it didn't convert.
What are your tactics to try and convert first-time readers into loyal subscribers that stick to your blog for a long period of time?
Actually, on those 2,000, I converted 3 of them to buy my ultimate blogging theme. So basically, it was just giving away free stuff. I gave away the free report on my blog, which is the Kid Blogger Master Plan. And then when a couple of them replied to the broadcasts, I sent them another info, which is about online branding, and then funneled them. And gave this special discount for the ultimate blogging theme. So it's basically giving away free stuff and increasing their desire to get more information and get more stuff from me.
What books do you read and who are your role models?
My favorites are really the basics. You know, Cialdini's Psychology, Influenza.
Yeah.
And then I got here, don't remember all of these, but good thing I'm beside my book stand. And then I finished Mark Joyner's The Great Formula. And then this is a great one. It's called Words That Sell by Richard Bayan. And then it's like a thesaurus of words. And then it makes them more enticing. For example, good. And then it looks for a more enticing word than good. Another is Power Sales Words by Oliver. And then a couple here are, this. Ryan P. Alice, The 0 to 1 Million. You know that?
Yeah.
And, of course, The E-Millions. Right here beside me.
So, who are some of your business role models that you look up to for inspiration?
You've interviewed this guy, right? His name is Joel Christopher. We met back in around 2008, I think, or 2007, when Jack Humphrey blogged about me on his blog. And Joel Christopher happened to be a loyal reader there. So he saw me, and then he contacted me and said, "Hey, Carl, I saw you in Jack Humphrey's blog, and I was surprised that you were a Filipino, because Joel Christopher is a Filipino that is based in Texas. What if we meet when I go back there?" So we met, and then he proposed that he be my mentor. And did you saw Joel Christopher's pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I weighed around 140 pounds then on that date we met. And then I can say that our relationship was really productive. Because after a year, I weighed 160 pounds. So every time we meet, he always treats us to like pizza, chicken, everything. But seriously, Joel is a hardcore, very intelligent guy.
Mm-hmm. So how's getting a mentor helped you in your business?
Definitely. Actually, I really suggest that everyone get a mentor. Because a mentor is like your shortcut to success. It's your guide, it's your shortcut to success. On the first days of my blog, my dad was my mentor. Actually, until now, he's still my mentor. He coaches me, he guides me on the stuff I do. And you don't have to do the things that don't work. Mentors, you know, give you the shortcut. And then on the later parts, Joel Christopher mentored me on how to grow my business into more like on the five figures. So the mentors really has helped me big time
right.
on my business.
You seem to be able to get a lot of quality blog guest posts on your blog. How are you able to attract so many guest bloggers to your blog?
Well, on my blog, I have this text on the sidebar that says guest posting is available. And I get that quality guest posts because, well, basically, a lot of people visit my blog. And I get a lot of guest post submissions, but I don't post them all, and I qualify them. But if you want to get guest posts and your blog isn't that popular or not many people visit it, you can email people to invite them to guest post on your blog, and then of course list out the benefits of them guest posting on your blog. For example, they get to have permanent backlinks to your blog. They get to, or you broadcast them to your list or something like that. But as always, you have to list out the benefits.
Right. What about guest posting on other people's blog to generate traffic? What is your view on that, and how about to do that?
Yeah, actually, I have an article on that about that on my blog. It's called The New Article Marketing. Because instead of you submitting your article on like tons of article directories, hundreds of article directories, you can be more productive actually by submitting it on one specific popular blog that's in your niche. And guest posting is, I forgot to say that it's one of the ways that drives me the most traffic. I remember guest posting on this one popular blogger before that I get around 500 days instantly on the day my article got posted.
So how would you go about approaching a big blogger to pitch them your guest post?
Well, first thing you have to look at is that you have to include the article on the email itself. Because so I get emails that say, Carl, I want to guest post on your blog. Then how can I say that? How can I see their guest post if they're not attached? And of course, always personalize your email. And hey, Stanley, you want me to discuss the whole article marketing, the new article marketing, like how I hunt for bloggers?
Yep, sure. Go ahead, Carl.
So the idea is simple, because you submit your blog to this guest blogger, and then they post it on their blog. So instead of you submitting your article on tons of article directories, you submit it in one blog, and then you get targeted traffic. And if it's a popular blog, if it's a popular blogger and is an influential blogger, your article has a chance to spread on other blogs and on other readers of that blogger. And then you get quality links instead of submitting it on article directories. But here's something you should know about popular bloggers. So your post gets accepted. First is you have to know the blogger and, of course, the blog. Because when you email them, you have to somewhat relate to their blog or personalize the email. For example, Hey, Carl, what's up? I read your blog a while ago, and I like this article about make money online by filling up surveys. And then don't just go email him. Also participate on their blog by commenting on their post. And observe what style of posts are popular on their blog, which is pretty good, so you can get a good response of you can get good response when you guest post on that blog. And then you go ahead and then contact the blogger. You tell them that, hey, I read this your post and observed that the topic about cats are popular, so maybe I'll guest post, and then I'll guest post about cats. And here's the article attached, so you can have a look. Tell me what you think about it, and then if you have other topics you want me to write about, you can tell me so I can write about it. And that's it.
So what inspires you to come up with new blog post ideas for your blog?
Actually, my blog is more like sharing than sharing my experiences, like what I said ago, my journey. So, for example, I made a post about this reciprocity post that people naturally reciprocate. I learned this when we visited a school. The name is Enderun, and it's a college school. And then when we entered there, they were giving out these forms to apply on their school. And then there were presentations and everything. But after the presentation, instead of them asking us to fill up the form, what they did was they gave us lunch and then this tasty Danish. So after we ate, then they asked, if you could please fill up the survey spot in the school, blah, blah, blah. And then what happened there was instead of all of some students throwing the papers or the surveys, we were all filling it up after the lunch. And that experience gave me an idea to create a post on my blog. And I titled it about reciprocity. So I get my post ideas and daily experiences. Sometimes I combine ideas of other bloggers. For example, this post from blogger A and this post from blogger B and this post from blogger C. Then you combine all their ideas and then it generates a new post. And it's unique because all of the ideas, you combined ideas and then you added your own. So it's unique. I also use sites to find what other bloggers are blogging about. For example, whostalking.com. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not really. Can you go into more? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, because this thing is just launched last year, and I think this would go big time soon. Because when you do a search on who's talking, for example, like your name, Stanley Tang, it gives results on other social media sites like Twitter, Plurk, Facebook, and other blogs too. So it's pretty good. It's a good tool. Then I also use my Google Reader to surf other blogs, what they're talking about, and that's it.
How do you balance your time between school and business?
Okay. Well, it's really about scheduling and then you following that schedule. And I have a nifty tool in the iPhone that it's a calendar, I think. And then it alarms when you have to follow a schedule. And if you don't have an iPhone, you can. Before, I used notes, and I always bring a little notebook then. And then it's you following that schedule.
So do you ever procrastinate?
Yes. Actually, that's one of the biggest mistakes I made online, is procrastinate. And I have this project with my mentor, Joel Christopher, that was very long delayed because he asked me to write this certain book. And then a month after, I haven't still started it. And then three months after, I've only done the table of contents. And then a year after, I was just halfway through. And then I've wasted really a lot of time there. And then I didn't find out when Joel introduced me to the funnel that we are going to do, how much big the project is and how much time and money I wasted. So procrastinating really is something you have to stop. And you have to stop procrastinating now, not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So I just have a few more questions left. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? What's your ultimate vision?
10 years really is so far, and we don't know what would happen. But I know that in the next few months, something big will happen. Because I've stopped procrastinating and finished that book. And we're preparing it to launch along with other upsells and stuff. So that's one thing you have to watch. And I've also got something for the blogosphere the near December. And this is something pretty personal, but my goal is that when I turn 18 years old, that I'd buy an H2 Hummer. It costs around $30,000 in the US or in the UK. And the shipping cost is, I think, $10,000 or something near that.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax here to the Philippines is 100%. So on my 18th birthday, I guess I have to have $100,000 to piss off. And that's my goal. And my vision is kind of charity, is to help kids in the Philippines who didn't have the chance to do what I do. Because it's kind of sad that here in the Philippines, when you drive along the highways or the streets, you'll see kids, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, I think being forced to beg for money. And it's really sad because they were not given a chance to do what they want to do, what they can do. And that's the ultimate vision, is to help them succeed in life, to help them study and finish college.
Just have one last question for you. Are you planning on going to college? Do you think education is important?
Yeah, definitely. Because unlike before, Bill Gates, Paul, they dropped out of college and got successful. Like before, now your competition has PhD degrees or finished college. For example, the Google guys, they're from Harvard. And your competition has the intellect and the thinking of in their courses, and they finished their colleges. So I definitely recommend that every one of us, Stanley, you should also finish college.
Don't worry, I will finish university, Carl. So, anyways, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final comments you want to add?
One thing, though, is to succeed online is you have to have a clear vision. And you have to turn that vision into plan, how you are going to go around that vision. And the last thing is to take action.